Hey folks, my name is Jason Spies and I travel across these great states talking to small business owners, CEOs, policymakers, musicians, and mentors about making money, giving back, and balancing life. I find out how they prioritize professional and personal time while still making money. Yes indeed, our guests are real heavyweights in understanding business and life. So get ready to relax, learn a little bit, and get a cup of coffee ready because my name is Jason Spies and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Welcome to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is a show for business owners, mentors, and people who want to know how to cash flow and balance their life. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there are so many ways to balance and cash flow your life these days. It seems like if you have a mortgage, you have a car payment, you have any sort of monthly reoccurrence of bill, you have to cash flow your life. If you're 18 or you're 65 years old, imagine being retired and yet you still have to run a cash flow. This show is about people who are doing that, whether they're working or trying to figure out a way to balance life. That's what the show is all about. And we have got terrific guests lined up for today's program. Jasper Wade, the owner of Tools R Us. He explains how social media has allowed him to run a successful business despite having a disability that would be difficult to work in a traditional office setting. And then we travel down to Louisiana and talk with Arnold White with Dual Energy. White describes how his company found a niche segment in the oil and gas industry with abandoned and orphan wells. Also how he was able to withstand unpredictable nature of the energy industry and focusing on that niche area and being just fine through the downturn. In fact, coming through even stronger. Arnold White, Dual Energy, a little later on in the program. And then we talk a little capital investing with John Weber, W. Reynolds Commercial Capital. Talks about the benefits of leasing equipment and other tools for operating the money side of your small business. All that plus much more on today's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch Coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch Coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Jasper Wade, the owner of Tools R Us.
The whole sales side of things, a big part of your business is online sales and that sort of thing. So talk to me about how much social media has impacted your day-to-day life, I guess.
Well, I have cerebral palsy, and I'm able to do many things online and on social media where I can't necessarily be walking door to door to sell a product. It allows us through items like LinkedIn to put our product very easily and succinctly out to the market. We try to market directly to the specific people that we think have need for the product, and I think it works very well. We get a very good response through social media. I think LinkedIn for the professional has helped them dramatically change the way people sell, I believe, simply because cold calling and dropping in on people doesn't necessarily work very well in the oil field. There's too many gatekeepers, or they don't have gatekeepers at all in their automation. They eliminated receptionists and secretaries for the automated attendant on the telephone system. You know, so we find reaching out through social media and showing our new products and showing different ways it can use have been very, very good for us. Networks are, you know, that's the key of getting any product to the market is more people talk about it in a company, the more likelihood it is for someone to champion that product and decide to go forward with it.
So how about like your website, toolsrus.online. By the way, Jasper Wade, toolsrus.online is who we're speaking with. Talk to me about your website. Is it a catalog? Is it an e-commerce site where people can, you know, make purchases or can they order them? Just give us the linguistical experience, if you would.
Website is something that's still in a growth media. I mean, it's not e-commerce site. We still want interaction with the salesperson talking to the end user to verify exactly what they really want. Some e-commerce sites, I think, you know, our products have customization points as far as different options that people can get, and so we'd rather speak to the customer about stuff. Looks like in July we'll launch another new site that's indicative of some of the new products we have so that people can actually see how they use them. We use our main tool of exploration or our exposure is through YouTube videos so that a customer can see on a video actually what the product does. I think it works out pretty well. The toolsrus.online name was generated, you know, mainly because that's what we are. We sell tools and we are online. And so that was an interesting domain that was available, and seems like it's worked out well for us. It does describe what we do. We sell tools and we're online.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jasper Wade with Tools R Us, or to check out other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. Click on the social media page. 350,000 strong. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio for the Crude Life Media Network. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Jason Spiess, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spiess, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spiess.
No one does an interview like Jason Spiess.
Jason Spiess is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spiess on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this?
Nothing.
You need a raise.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Arnold White with Dual Energy. Energy on the line with us here today. We're going to talk a little bit about some abandoned orphan wells. I'll tell you, I saw this come from a social media post. One of Arnold White's Dual Energy social media posts had an article listed in Louisiana about some orphan wells, some abandoned wells. I forget the term kind of interchanges from state to state. Depends on who you're talking to. And it's a great conversation to have in the industry. These are problems that are increasing due to the downturn. Some states have good reclamation programs, some don't. So I thought we'd start checking with Mr. Arnold White to find out kind of what motivated you to kind of prompt that a little bit, that social media post. Have you got an interest in these abandoned wells, I guess?
Well, what I have done is I have bought and improved wells over the years. I formerly was a drilling contractor, and I just contract drill wells for other people. I, on occasion, would take a part of my fee for an interest in the well. Well, about 30-odd years ago, I sold out and got out of the drilling industry and started strictly buying production. And I have done that over the years strictly by myself. I've done all my paperwork, all my field work. The only thing I hire is where you need contract equipment, which that has restricted what I've been able to do. There's only so many hours in the day and so many miles you can cover. So, Matt, what was the date you came on board?
I believe in August of 2014.
So, Matt came on and he relieved, started out by, he's got an MBA, so he started out relieving me with a lot of the paperwork and administrative function. So I have increased my efforts to acquire these not only orphan wells, just marginal producing wells. They're a well that's quite profitable to me is not profitable to a bigger company. Number one, they're not set up to put hands-on, tender, loving care that a lot of these little wells need.
Well, I tell you, I understand. I understand this completely. This is actually what my company did. Was during the downturn, we saw all these abandoned and orphaned energy columns and energy features. All the newspapers and magazines and radio stations, they were laying off their energy reporters. And so we found a very good niche for our content to be distributed through there and, kind of reinvented the way that we did our entire business plan. It sounds like you did something very similar just in terms of the overall business model side of things. You saw a opportunity that a lot of people just couldn't figure out how to do anything with.
It requires a lot of patience and hands-on effort.
You're not kidding.
And there's nothing I'd rather do. I have really no hobbies other than trying to take an old well and make it give up a little oil or gas.
You know, the other thing too, I bet you have to grow at a very systematic pace. You can't grow too fast and you can't grow too slow.
And the thing we loved was the downturn. We were able to make acquisitions that we couldn't even get people to talk to us about, at $100 oil.
Well, talk to me a little bit about that downturn, because, some people were able to make hay a little bit during the downturn. So what were some of the things that you saw that worked for you in terms of either trends within these wells, or, you know, whether it was, you know, adding your son on that opened up time for you to go out and be in the field more? Just talk to me a little bit about that downturn and how that expanded your business.
What it did was just make more opportunities available where people would just basically walk away and or practically give away smaller wells. We bought a batch of 23 wells with those shallow gas wells that there were wells that needed plugging and there were wells that needed attention. We bought them, basically have almost doubled our production from where we bought them and still have six or seven other wells to work on. So, just kind of an example, I bought some little wells south of Bossier City, Louisiana, and they were right in the middle of a producing deep horizontal wells. Companies such as BHP and the bigger companies. I took my wife out to show her where the wells were on the first trip. We're driving down the road, and her eyes lit up when she looked on the left side of the road where BHP was, and I kind of felt bad, but I had to tell her, honey, we're on this other side over here. The little one's over here. That's us. So, it's just a niche that what you find in our niche are people that don't have the hands-on field experience, but they don't have the ability to raise funds and or do the administrative or paperwork.
So let me ask you this. Go ahead. I thought you were finished here. Go ahead.
No. That's fine.
Oh, I was just going to ask you about your customer. It would seem to me that, you know, possibly some oil and gas companies would be your customer, but I would imagine, I was reading some other stories from Wyoming and North Dakota with the Bakken and some of the other abandoned well stories, and a lot of companies went out of business during the downturn, and so these wells just sit there and nobody really owns them. I guess they kind of default back to the state. So do you deal with the state? Are they oil companies? Just kind of talk to me about your customer.
I have dealt mainly with other oil and gas operators, strictly through contacts. Service companies, rental companies such as that, will, some of their customers will say, look, I'm done with this well. We're going to, you know, pull your equipment off of it. Well, I've gotten a call and said, why don't you call them and they'll make a heck of a deal on the well. So that's where I have gotten, just from industry contacts, is where I have not approached the state, mainly because you could acquire more than you could see after, and the way I was set up until Matt came on board.
And how'd that transition go when you brought on some more people? Talk to me about that growth. Were you able to accelerate at a pace where you thought you would be able to manage, or did it take off more because of the oil prices coming back a little bit? Because like I said earlier, I think a lot of the strategy behind your niche business is just timing on your own inner office growth and timing.
That's it exactly. And with the opportunities out there, we have, it's where we are. See, we're very early in our expansion period.
Mr. Arnold White of Dual Energy, hold that thought. We're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. We're going to take a quick break here on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, and we're going to be back with Arnold White with Dual Energy in just a moment. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Oh, my car stops when I go.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Christy Huber, president of the United Way of Cass Clay, says about Hatch coaching.
I think it's a really exciting time for our young leaders today because leaders like Eric Hatch are changing the face of what it means to lead an organization or what it means to lead a brand. He's changing that. For many years, I think that the gold standard of leadership has been somebody who is very polished and has it all together or seemingly has it all together. And throughout the years, I think that we've now, especially with technology and social media, we are drawn to what's real.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? Nothing. You need a raise.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we continue our conversation with Arnold White with Dual Energy. And how'd that transition go when you brought on some more people? Talk to me about that growth. Were you able to accelerate at a pace where you thought you would be able to manage, or did it take off more because of the oil prices coming back a little bit? Because like I said earlier, I think a lot of the strategy behind your niche business is just timing on your own inner office growth and timing.
That's it exactly. We and with the opportunities out there, we have is where we are. See, we're very early in our expansion period. We acquired two batches of oil, 23 and 26, and we're still reworking a lot of those. We've had a lot of success, and we plugged or sold or gotten rid of the wells that we had no interest in that batch, and we're working forward with the ones we found interesting. So what we did, a plus to this, when you acquire a well, you get the logs, the records. Well, we take the logs to a retired Schlumberger log analysis, and he evaluates and tells us what or if there's any uphole potential. And he has found some very interesting opportunities for us. There's nothing magic about what we do. It's just hard work and paying attention.
So you guys are based in Louisiana, correct?
Pardon me?
Are you based out of Louisiana?
Yes.
Which part of Louisiana?
We work. We work East Texas right now
and North Louisiana. Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. Where are you located in? I hear there's a lot of infrastructure construction happening in the Lake Charles area. And then what other shale plays do you guys venture out to?
Oh, we don't do. We have not done any. We do. We're in the whole East Texas area and the North Louisiana. We're not. We haven't done anything in any of the shale plays. We've got so many. There's so many productive strata. You start at 1,000 feet, and you can find commercial gas wells or oil wells in Louisiana. And from there down to 20,000 feet.
No kidding.
So, well, even 30,000. So one batch of wells we bought, they're only 2,400 feet deep. But we have found in those wells there's 1,000 foot gas interval that we need to develop. You can drill 1,000 foot gas well for very little money. The problem being the infrastructure, the pipeline, the compression situation such as that. Well, these are right in the middle of our existing wells. So you just drill a well, lay a line, and you're selling gas. So, our area is just rich with opportunities. People have left a lot of our area. They've either gone down to the deep shale plays or gone to West Texas, various hot areas, and there's less interest in our area in the stuff and less time.
Well, any final thoughts you might have towards either orphan wells or the state of oil, I guess? I like to give guests kind of the final thought. That way the question or phrase isn't narrated by me. So, Mr. Arnold White, go ahead. The floor is yours.
See, there are... One thing, what we would like to do is, since we're developing and building our structure where we can handle the administrative and the capital acquisition, through contacts that we have, we would like to joint venture and or help. So there are a lot of guys out there that can handle the field work. They just can't handle the capital raising and or the administrative function. We would like to be in a position to take advantage of their expertise and their field abilities and help grow both their situation and ours. The industry's really been helped with the communication. We now have automated the metering of the both oil and gas production at the well, whereby we can access that through the phone systems and the computer systems. We can know 24 hours a day whether a well is producing and why it's producing. So it gives you a much better opportunity to keep hands on your production without having to be right on location.
Sure, you guys have gotten into like some real-time monitoring and sensors and that sort of thing. Is that relatively recent? Is that recent, or how long ago did you integrate that into your business?
Oh, we've done it recently. I'm old school. I've been around a long time, and I like all the old school stuff. Matt likes the new technology, so he's educating me, and we're they have sticks that gauge your daily oil, and they'll tell you how much oil you made and how much water you made, and send it to the computer. You know, I'm used to climbing the stairs and dropping a gauge line in and color cutting it. So it's been a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah, a lot of those guys checking the gauges like that, that's gone the way of the TV repairman. That's just not a thing too much anymore.
That's right. You check your well on the computer instead of on the ladder.
Isn't that something else? Yeah, I know. Three, four years ago, I was doing a lot of stories asking gentlemen like yourself about whether you're resisting technology or embracing it. And because that was a lot of technology really fast that came into an industry, and an industry that a good portion of them are retiring. And so they're kind of thinking, well, I don't want to learn this now. But I'll tell you what. A lot of the older veterans really did embrace this new technology when they really didn't have to. Did any comments on that?
Oh, yes. I resisted it as long as I could, but it's just so helpful and so good. Even as hard-headed as I am, I couldn't resist it anymore.
To listen to the full-length interview with Arnold White with Dual Energy, or to check out other Copying Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Copying Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Copying Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. You need to know. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. For more information on the Moody River Band, their links, and their music, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. This is the Moody River Band.
You feel a little dizzy. You're talking kind of silly, like you have plans to save the world. Your past will only last if you don't take off your mask. When the outside's chilly, the inside is warm. You've been wishing you never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown.
Over the past few months, I've told you about how unbelievable Hatch coaching is. Well, don't just take my word for it. Listen to what Greg Tavine of Emerging Prairies has to say about Hatch coaching.
Yeah, I mean, this guy gets people laughing. He gets people thinking. He's somebody that challenges and inspires. And what I think is so beautiful about Eric is he's real. I think the number one thing that I look for in speakers when we bring them into our platforms is that they're that person 365 days a year. Eric is not just a speaker on a stage. That's who he is at the grocery store. That's who he is when he's at the mall. But Eric is somebody that lives his values each and every day. And I think we can all respect that.
To find out more about Hatch Coaching or to have Eric Hatch speak at your event or company, visit hatchcoaching.com. That's hatchcoaching.com. Or call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hey folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts, now on sale.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Copying Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, John Weaver with W. Reynolds Commercial Capital.
A lot. But, you know, anywhere up to like $5 or $10 million a month, depending on the size of the company and, of course, the account debtors. There is not, I'm not going to guarantee that every single account receivable debtor or accounts receivable invoice can be factored, because a lot of that's going to depend on the strength of the debtor and, you know, their cash flow, everything else. But in the majority of cases, it's all going to be deal dependent. But I'm certain that I can find a solution, whether it's a line of credit or any number of other things to help your listener base out when they're having these cash flow problems.
Let's talk about the other side of your business that I wrote down, the equipment financing part. I believe that's something that's relevant to the oil and gas industry as well as many other industries, but your equipment financing, just explain that a little bit further, what you guys are offering when it comes to equipment financing.
For equipment financing, I work with over 45 different lenders across the United States, and there's probably, you know, 8 or 12 of those guys that really specialize in equipment financing. We can go anywhere from, you know, $5,000 for, you know, some margarita machine, all the way up to $30 million for, you know, some, you know, huge industrial, you know, earth moving machine, yellow iron. Really anybody for almost anything. The beautiful thing about my lenders is that they're not so much concerned with credit, especially when you're talking equipment finance and equipment leasing, because the collateral is the piece of equipment that the borrower is going to purchase. So they're really only concerned with cash flow and collateral. And all of my lenders are really used to working with people that might be credit challenged. And that's important because, you know, not to get too political, but we did have a stretch of about 8 years when the economy was stagnant and everyone was having to keep their business alive off of personal credit and everything else. And so, you know, they took a few hits over the years. Thankfully, the economy has come back, and happy to be a part of that and happy to help out anybody in any way that I can with any equipment purchase or, you know, any other business needs.
How can people get in touch with you if they want to find out some more information on what we talked about, or maybe to get a loan with you, or maybe have you do some of their accounts receivables?
It's important to realize I'm not a direct lender. I work with 47 different lenders. So I'm not a direct lender. Hoping, you know, maybe one day to become one. We'll see how all that goes if the business is that successful. But the best way to get in touch with me is through my website. It's Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, tomcap.com. That's where you can find out more information about all the different things that I specialize in, whether it's SBA, commercial real estate, you know, any of those other ones besides what we've talked about here. You know, and like I said, I work with all these different lenders, so, you know, I can usually figure out a way to help somebody out, even if it's not necessarily in my wheelhouse or something I do every day. You can also get in touch with me via my office phone at 325-480-1589.
To listen to the full-length interview with John Weaver with W. Reynolds Commercial Capital, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Coffee and Capitalism Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links can be found at thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
After a hard week's work, we'll eliminate a mighty fine melody. We will ready the rhyme and rhythm to chord each note and every measure. Together we will make a rich living, phrasing and composing. Back to the way. Oh, back to the way. All we need is four wheels, a full gas tank, and a few miles left. Where all the lonesome souls go. Who wrote their songs of living? And now it's our souls left. For the giving, we already know how it's done. Let's put our lives on hold and run, dodging the clouds and heading for the sun.
Sitting on a million, sitting on it every day. Can't make no money giving your stuff away. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too. Minnie's a crooked woman, diamonds on every hand, tricking mother for you everywhere she lands. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market, or you can make a million too. Be quick, Jack, who don't jump over the candlestick. Why don't you do now like the millionaires do? Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode of Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guest and interview, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. We'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, please visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and from the staff here at Coffee and Capitalism Radio, we're asking you to be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks.
Sign on the front porch saying, hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market, you can make a million too.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. The Davis Refinery, a project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Jason Spies, the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Let's bring in Jason Spies, who is a multimedia journalist in North Dakota. Jason, what's your thought on this?
My dad always listens to Jason Spies.
No one does an interview like Jason Spies.
Jason Spies is the most trusted voice in the Bakken.
Love listening to Jason Spies on the radio, and if I miss him there, I catch him online.
You know, I don't know what justifies being placed in history books, Jason, but in my book, it's in there. This is a good thing.
Is your boss watching this? You need a raise.
Hey, folks, I want to take a quick second to tell you, just in time for summer, the Crude Life t-shirts are now on sale. Three different designs available. Show your support for the industry and become an energy enthusiast by living the Crude Life. Visit thecrudelife.com and click on the t-shirts now on sale. That's the Crude Life t-shirts now on sale.